This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Texas election law vote.
We are restoring integrity back into our electoral process.
Along party lines.
It's to keep you away from the polls.
Eyeing a Chinese rocket.
It's too soon to know exactly where it's going to come down.
Tense standoff.
5 bank employees were held hostage.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Just hours after Florida's Republican governor signed a new election bill into law, there was new action in another state. CBS's Ed O'Keefe tells us Republicans in Texas began the process of rewriting that state's election laws.
SB 7 has passed a third reading.
The new bill lowers initially proposed criminal penalties for voting errors, gives partisan poll watchers some more power, but makes it easier to remove them for disruptions, and bans election officials from sending unsolicited absentee ballot applications. The bill's likely headed for final passage early next week. Protesters rallied against the legislation as House lawmakers debated for hours.
Reforms are needed to ensure that fraud does not undermine the public confidence in the electoral process.
It's going to disproportionately impact people of color. You have to understand the damage that you're causing.
Republicans claim their plan will increase election security.
To make them safer and more secure.
But lead Republican sponsor Briscoe Kane struggled at times to answer questions about the bill.
What fraud is it designed to stop?
Okay, yeah. Well, you know, we're trying to maybe stop the what we call ballot harvesting.
Democrats say it's voter suppression, all based on a falsehood.
Is this bill simply a continuation of the big lie perpetrated by Donald Trump that he really actually won the presidential
this
to validate
bill is not about
the former president?
The U.S. has recorded its lowest daily coronavirus case number in 7 months. The push to vaccinate more people is stepping up, and Pfizer could get the green light soon for its vaccine to be given to kids as young as 12. Here's CBS's Laura Podesta.
COVID-19 appears to be in retreat in most of the U.S. The average number of new cases has fallen to fewer than 47,000 a day. That's less than a fifth of what it was in early January.
People come and say, thank God you are open. I said, no, thank God you are here.
The decline is happening even as mask mandates and social distancing rules are relaxed.
Even though we're opening up, cases are still staying low. That's what vaccination immunity does.
The CDC says 45% of the country has received at least one dose of a COVID vaccine. But in some areas, demand has gotten so low that more than 24 states are no longer ordering every dose available.
Things are not good in India. CBS's Chris Livesay in New Delhi reports there are lines for people to get a precious commodity, oxygen.
He's been waiting under the hot new Delhi sun for 5 hours. But for 18-year-old Rohan Sharma, filling up his oxygen canisters is a matter of life and death.
Critical condition.
Your mother is in critical condition.
Yes.
It could be worse, says Sonu Yadav.
2 days.
You've been here for 2 days?
Yes, sir.
As a last resort, they can come here, a Sikh temple, where the anguished, many too weak to leave their cars, receive a trickle of oxygen. Inside, there's no electricity. As loved ones fan the sick in the stifling heat, at least they're given a moment of reprieve.
Well, there's a big question looming for this weekend. Where will a wayward Chinese rocket end up as it careens closer to Earth? Asia correspondent Raimi Innocencio tells us experts are trying to figure it out.
A massive rocket out of control. Bill Harwood is CBS News space analyst.
It's coming down on its own. It apparently is tumbling.
Hurtling around Earth at 17,000 miles an hour. Below its path is mostly water, but still a lot of land. Much of the U.S. from Chicago southwards, South America, Australia, Asia, Europe, and Africa.
Odds are it won't hit anybody or any populated area, but it could.
The Pentagon does have the strike capability to shoot the rocket down, but they've said they won't.
If you hit a spacecraft with a weapon and break it up, instead of one big piece, you've got thousands and thousands of pieces.
It began with a dispute at a bank in St. Cloud, Minnesota. And Police Chief Blair Anderson says a man who had a problem with a transaction took 5 employees hostage. A standoff lasted for hours. Over time, hostages were released or took off on their own.
The last hostage that was being held took his chance and made a run for the door. As he was running towards the door, tactical units made a simultaneous entry and took the suspect into custody without incident.
2 students and a custodian were injured in a shooting at a middle school in Rigby, Idaho. Sheriff Steve Anderson.
A 6th grade female student retrieved a handgun from her backpack, fired multiple rounds inside of the school and out.
A teacher was able to disarm the girl. An Army trainee faces a string of charges after bolting from Fort Jackson, South Carolina with a rifle and commandeering a school bus. The driver and kids on board were held and then released. Base Commander General Milford Beagle says it appears Jovan Colazo was just looking for a way out.
There is nothing that leads us to believe this had anything to do with harming others. We do experience several soldiers that over the course of their initial stages just have that desire, that anxiety to get home.
Beagle says the 23-year-old trainee did not have ammunition for the weapon. Now to San Antonio, where it's believed about 80 immigrants fled from the back of a big rig that was pulled over by police.
As soon as the park officer went to contact the driver, the back door opened and people left from the back portion of the rig.
Lieutenant Jesse Salome says more than 24 people are now in custody. A political surprise from Atlanta and Democratic Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms.
It is with deep emotions that I hold my head high and I choose not to seek another term as mayor.
She used an open letter and video to announce the decision. Bottoms, the 2nd black woman to hold the job, had been talked about when Joe Biden was considering his running mate. The Federal Election Commission has dropped a case about whether Donald Trump violated election law with a payment of $130,000 to Stormy Daniels just before the 2016 election. Mr. Trump's attorney, Michael Cohen, apologized for his role in the hush money scandal and ended up in prison for breaking campaign finance laws, tax evasion, and lying to Congress. The pandemic brought more of us into our kitchens, and it might not be long before there's something new to put into boiling water.
Researchers at Carnegie Mellon University came up with new designs for pasta, which transforms going from flat to fun in just a matter of minutes. Each new pasta design starts out flat, but when you boil it for 7 minutes, experts say it bounces and swells into different 3D shapes like boxes, saddles, and waves. The best part? It uses less packaging, has a smaller carbon footprint, and cooks faster than traditional dried pasta. Researchers say it could be useful for food deliveries to disaster sites or astronauts in the future, or it could put a little life in your linguine. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
A bottle of wine with that could go for a cool $1 million. That's what Christie's Auction House estimates for a bottle that spent 14 months on the space station. And that's the CBS World News Roundup, produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert. And I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
So what do people get when they listen to The Late Show Pod Show? Let's sell this thing.
The extended moments, for sure, because we run out of time for broadcast, but we have plenty of time on the podcast.
It's kind of like being a live audience member of the show, because you get things that no one else hears. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.
The Hargan women seem to have it all.
From the outside looking in, we were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But as detectives would soon learn, there was a lot going on inside the Hargan household.
Ashley and I have been calling my mom and the house and Helen. No one's answering.
63-year-old Pamela Hargan gunned down in her own home. Her youngest daughter, Helen, lay dead upstairs.
Patrol, when they arrived, assumed or thought that there might have been a murder-suicide.
But for the detectives on the scene,
there were things about the scene itself that were concerning to us on day one.
Who would want to kill their mother and their little sister?
There is no boogeyman here. It is exactly who we think it is.
I'm Peter Van Sant from 48 Hours. This is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on the 48 Hours Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.